This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The Biden administration is ramping up the pace of COVID-19 vaccinations, but is also tempering optimism with caution, AP's Sagar Meghani reports.
CDC Chief Rochelle Walensky says everybody's itching for normalcy, and it's coming.
We are getting there at roughly 2.5 million vaccinations a day.
But the nation has not turned the pandemic's corner.
We are at the corner.
And Dr. Anthony Fauci says whether it's turned remains to be seen. The biggest challenge remains new virus cases, some 55,000 a day.
When you're at that level, I don't think you can declare victory and say you've turned the corner.
Still, Fauci's highlighting studies showing negligible virus transmission rates among fully vaccinated people. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
President Joe Biden has tapped Vice President Kamala Harris to lead the White House effort to tackle the immigration challenge at the U.S. southern border. Speaking Wednesday, the vice president said she knows a lot of work is ahead of her.
Needless to say, the work will not be easy, but it is important work. It is work that we demand and the people of our countries, I believe, need to help stem the tide that we have seen.
Biden, in delegating the matter to Harris, is seeking to replicate a dynamic that played out when he served as Barack Obama's vice president. President Obama turned to Biden early in his first term to lead the White House effort to draw down U.S. troops in the intractable war in Iraq. With the move, Biden hopes to show he's taking the situation seriously after facing stiff criticism from Republicans as the flow of migrants has increased since he took office in January. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit our website. This is VOA News. 8 tugboats are attempting to free one of the world's largest container ships, a 400-meter-long behemoth that ran aground in the Suez Canal, blocking one of the world's most important waterways. Reuters' Soria Ali reports.
Cargo trucks were lining the port entrance, and ships were being diverted to an older canal after the vessel called the Ever Given ran aground on Tuesday morning, according to the Bernard Scholter Ship Management, or BSM. The canal authority says the mishap occurred because of bad weather. 8 tugboats were attempting to free the canal on Wednesday morning, but some delays to shipping are expected. BSM said all the crew are safe and accounted for, and that there have been no reports of injuries or pollution.
That's Reuters' Soria Ali. With most of the votes counted, Israelis still do not know who won Tuesday's election. Neither Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu nor the main challenger have any way to put together a majority coalition. Linda Gradstein reports from Jerusalem.
It's going to take a while until Israelis know the final results of Tuesday's election, the fourth in 2 years. That's because there are more than 450,000 special ballots from Israeli soldiers, hospital patients, and diplomats overseas that have yet to be counted. And since Israel is such a small country, even a few thousand votes can swing a parliamentary seat. Israeli analysts said Israel's fast COVID-19 vaccine program, which has already reached 80% of Israel's adults, worked in Netanyahu's favor. The fact that he is currently on trial for corruption has not affected his support, which remains similar to the past 3 elections. Linda Gradstein for VOA News, Jerusalem.
Kenya on Wednesday ordered the closure of 2 sprawling camps that host hundreds of thousands of refugees from neighboring Somalia and gave the UN Refugee Agency just 2 weeks to present a plan to do so. The Dadaab and Kakuma refugee camps in northern Kenya together host more than 410,000 people. Authorities in Nairobi first announced their intention to shut the Dadaab camp, which is closer to the border with Somalia, back in 2016, citing national security concerns. The UNHCR urged Kenya to ensure that those who need protection continue to get it and pledged to keep engaging in a dialogue. Kenya's move comes as relations with Somalia worsen after Mogadishu cut diplomatic ties with Nairobi last December, accusing it of interfering in its internal affairs. Visit voanews.com for more. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.